Thank you, Mr. President. Since I have already made comments on sections A and B, I want to add a few comments on sections C and F. On section C, paragraph 9, we have here a reference that confidence building measures should be addressed by the 10th review conference. But I think there is an inconsistency here insofar as we also want to give a tasker to the intersessional process to address the issue of confidence building measures. So I think that should be included here as well. It is not something that we want to wait for until the 10th review conference. Regarding section C, I want to add the voice of my delegation to those previous speakers who already mentioned that the language on biorisk management standards is nowhere to be seen, in spite of the broad support, cross-regional support, that this language has got in the discussions we had. Regarding section F, and in particular the task we'd give to the group of experts, or however we want to name it, in paragraph 24, we think there is also a certain inconsistency here, insofar as we have in the previous sections A and B very clear tasks given for the intersessional period in order to work out the precise mandates and terms of reference of the bodies we are creating in sections A and B. And I believe that regarding measures to enhance international cooperation and assistance, and also measures to achieve consider scientific and technological developments relevant to the convention, the priority should be to work out these terms of reference and to make sure that the bodies we are creating can effectively start their substantial work. And in this regard, I would like to echo the very pertinent comments made by my colleagues from the Philippines. For us, it should be clear that while these two issues should be worked out in a manner that allows us not to lose undue time, since the decision of principle is something that has already been taken then, I believe we need to foresee that the group of experts, or as I said, however we choose to name it, should address its attention in particular on measures to address compliance and verification. Thank you, Mr. President.